And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Lafayette Film, TV, and Music Meetup Group will meet tomorrow, August 20th at 7 p.m. in the South Regional Lafayette Library. The featured speaker tomorrow evening is Jackie Lyle, who will discuss the New York Apollo Dance Group, the James Brown Project, their new connection to Lafayette. Anyone with an interest is invited to attend. Admission is free. The Silverbacks Improv Theater presents Deep Focus tomorrow evening on August 20th. They'll be performing at Theater 810 at 7:30. Tickets are available at the door, or you can call ahead of time. Theater 810's telephone number is 484-0172 in Lafayette. That's the Silverbacks Improv Theater. And Acting Up in Acadiana is offering acting classes at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Registration is going on now for elementary classes, junior high school classes, high school and beginner adults classes. There's also a company class. Participation in that is by audition and interview. For more information, you can call the Acadiana Center for the Arts or Amy Wagasbeck at 739-4273. The UL Lafayette School of Music's traditional music program is offering a number of courses that are available not only to music students but to the general public through University College. There are several instrument classes, a beginning button accordion class taught by Nathan Williams Jr., and also a beginning fiddle class taught by Brazos Huval. The Cajun and Zydeco music history class is being offered online by Professor Mark DeWitt. If you're interested in any of these and you're not currently enrolled at UL, you can call University College at 482-6729 or email them at universitycollege@louisiana.edu. And artists are being called to contribute any sketches, drawings, and paintings of a McNasby Stadium that perhaps you did under the instruction of Elmore Morgan Jr. when he was teaching here at UL Lafayette. Students were often sent out to sketch, paint McNasby Stadium. If you have any of those drawings or paintings, the Acadiana Center for the Arts is collecting them for an exhibit that will be put up this fall. Brian Guidry is the curator. If you have any questions, you can contact Brian Guidry at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Again, those are sketches, drawings, and paintings of the old McNasby Stadium on the UL campus that you may have done under Elmore Morgan Jr. And You're in Town and She Kills Monsters continues this week at Burke Hall Theater. It will alternate showings on the 22nd. Monsters, She Kills Monsters will open, and on the 23rd, You're in Town. That's all in Burke Hawthorne Hall. Tickets are available at the door each evening. If you'd like more information, you can go to the AUI website or to the Facebook pages for AUI You're in Town or She Kills Monsters. And the Tea Sippers performed Those Star-Crossed Saps at Theater 810 this past weekend. If you missed it, it will be performed in Sunset this Friday on August 23rd at La Place de Chanticleer. Tickets, I believe, are available at the door. There's lots of seating there. It's in Sunset at 238 Napoleon Avenue. And that will be, in Sunset at La Place de Chanticleer. For more information, you can stop by the Tea Sippers Facebook page or their website, or look for Those Star-Crossed Saps on Facebook. Itinerant Theater in Lake Charles holds auditions for Jesus Christ Superstar this Saturday, August 24th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Lake Charles Boston Academy of Learning in their auditorium. The director will be Keith Chamberlain. For the auditions, you need to prepare a song from Jesus Christ Superstar. There will be an accompanist provided at those auditions. That is in Lake Charles, the Itinerant Theater producing Jesus Christ Superstar. A new independent short film called Ten to Sing by Misty Talley will be shown at Cité des Arts on August 25th. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, all are invited to view the film. Les Vieux Cultural Film Series continues at Vermilionville on Monday the 26th. The film being shown is a docu-feature called Trashed. It's a Blenheim Films production by British filmmaker Candida Brady. And we'll be speaking with the curators of that film. Emile Ancelet will be with us next Monday. That's the Les Vieux Film Series at Vermilionville. The Acadiana Repertory Theatre presents the regional premiere of David Stallings' Barrier Island. It's the first in a cycle of three plays focusing on a small community near Galveston, Texas. That play will be performed at Theatre 810 August 30th through September 7th. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org. Clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the show that you're interested in, and you can either listen to archived material there or download a show for listening to later on. And you can, of course, always support KRVS very securely at our website. You can make a contribution by clicking on the Pledge Now or the Support buttons and make your contribution. If you have an old car or some kind of vehicle taking up space in your garage or on your driveway, you may want to think about donating it to KRVS. There is a button on our homepage. It's a big red button. It says car donation. Just click on that, and you can either call the toll-free number on that page or fill out information about your car, send it in, and someone will get back to you. That's all at our website, krvs.org. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. Fresh Air, hosted by Terry Gross, is from 6 to 7. And at 7 on Mondays, we begin our evening of opera. That goes until 11, at which time you can hear Japan Jukebox. At midnight, it's Sound Club. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's Terminal Addiction. And in just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.